How you can go from being a rough diamond to finely cut gem. My sole correction, forget thyself, is hasty. Jumping in, and making mistakes, getting in a mess, scrambling to get out. Nowadays that we are hunting for the shouldn't spouting little voice, I am forced to realize that for me it is not words. It is a push. Or is it a pull? I am also seeing that many of may I hate that come from that push. So let's hunt for some hates. And let's see if this is personal to me, or across the field. Please, I will need your feedback. There are a few things I can't tolerate, would not tolerate. Boredom, homelessness, despicableness. As in normal. I also detest sheep. In everything. Mundane. So for me working, being interested, being curious, being the best I can be, innovation are all my vehicles to get away from what I hate, cheap, mundane, and boredom. Aimlessness. Having to reason to be. And being ordinary. Repeating something, anything, the same way. With nothing new happening. Ugh. But now that I am really looking, I can see a hint of what I see on others who have a should statement to prevent them from actually being who they fancy themselves to be. I fancy myself high IQ. I always have. But when I just jump in, without looking, my score is about 70% accurate, so 30% of the time the jump turns out to be a mistake. I jumped the gun. It would only take a little bit of looking to be near 100% accurate. But the soul says, if I were really that smart, I would not need to look before. So looking says I am not that smart. The voice says that I should be able to make the perfect decisions without looking. It is the same voice that tells you not to study, not to experiment, not to actually master anything, because that would mean that you are not smart enough. Your little voice says I should already know that. What it omits, are some other words, if I were as smart as I think I am, then I would already know that. Obviously that is garden variety horse, H.T. Smarts have nothing to do with knowing. Knowing is all assiduity. Sitting on your ass, and doing the goddamn work, to turn some information into knowledge. I watched this video on Richard Feynman yesterday. Richard Feynman won the Nobel Prize in Physics. He was said to be the biggest brain in physics and mathematics of his time. His pictures show him smug, in love with himself. But he did the work. The work that turns information into knowledge. He started out, they say, with an IQ of 125. 1 in 20 people have that high IQ, according to the video. 1 in 10 million people win the Nobel Prize. Doing the work changed his brain. His IQ when he died was 170. You start with what you start. It is your job is to cultivate your brain. Through doing actual turning information into knowledge work. I muscle tested, and my IQ was 100 when I was in high school. In year 3 and 4 I actually did the turning information into knowledge work. By the time I applied to architecture school, my IQ was 110. It stagnated there for 14 years. Had I stayed in Hungary, had I continued being an architect, my IQ would be 110 today. Then I started Landmark Education, and I worked on my vocabulary, my accurate vocabulary of certain words, like authenticity, or generosity. My IQ rose to 125. I was where Richard Feynman started. Then I added Kabbalah, I added feelings I now needed to identify, added identifying energies. And today my IQ is 180. IQ is like a knife. Activity sharpens it. But if you believe the little voice that you should already know that because you're smart, then your IQ will remain low. Humans are born with zero knowledge. And most die with zero knowledge. I am going to quote Miko again, from an email he sent today as part of his work in the Reality Challenge. Today I listened to a fragment on the racket from another freedom session I was in. This time I saw that I've never really distinguished the payoffs. The I should already know prevented me from really looking. So I could maybe, sometimes, sort of see something when you pointed it out, but it didn't stick and I couldn't bring it to my life at the time, couldn't catch it in reality, so it ended up being useless. Like you said in today's article, all knowledge needs to be acquired. That really hit me. So I did some looking at an example of my own racket from today, and at the participants' rackets. What are the payoffs? Which ones are the strongest? And lo and behold, I could see at least some of the payoffs quite clearly. So I can do it. It'll just take time and looking to master. He was looking not just his own racket but other people's racket as well. Until you do, until you are interested in other people's stuff, until you can recognize whatever there is to learn, you are not learning anything. Remember Kawa, a one-time favorite student? He was about to turn a corner when he started to recognize at least one other person's racket, his son's. As long as you are only interested in what concerns you, your brain is shrinking, and with it your ability to be smart. There is a theory, I think, that IQ is constant throughout the life of an individual. But that theory is absolutely wrong. The brain is a live tissue, and the essence of the brain is how many connections it has, and how fast the signals travel between them. Both aspects get better and faster with the kind of work that turns information into knowledge. When you only use your mind, what you have heard before, you don't build any new connections. And that is the case with everyone I have a chance to talk to. The Dominion of the 8 Billion. Miko has been around this work since May 31, 2013. Almost 10 years. Had I known then what I know now, he would be what he is meant to be. But I didn't know then. And barely know now. In the reality challenge, and the racket webinar today, maybe, I have a chance to turn the tide. And turn some of the I should already know that people into learners. Even just documenting the should and shouldn't statements of the little voice has started this work for them. The more of those the participant can see the should as the victimizing voice of the racket. And the more they see it, the more they are ready to first learn to recognize, and later learn to be victorious over the voice. Every participant is at a different place. I am removing the ones that don't do the work today. Instead of pretending that they can get the results without working. I read that quote the other day that said, "The culture of any organization is shaped by the worst behavior the leader is willing to tolerate." I saw that my tolerance for no work is damaging my work. I saw that a participant's lack of integrity damages my own. So I am diligently pruning. Pruning, weeding out bad behavior, and lack of integrity. The goal is to move one person through the process successfully. Who that will be, the spirit only has a passing interest. Rainer Maria Rilke, the spirit is only interested in flying. Who is doing the flying? The spirit only has a passing interest. For Richard Feynman there was a turning point. He says in the video, he decided to develop a new attitude. Why not just enjoy physics? The moment you yourself decide to enjoy this work, spirit starts stirring, and if you keep it up, keep doing the work because you enjoy it, not because of where you want to be, the spirit starts to take short flights. This gives you a life where you enjoy every step of the way, instead of hoping that you'll find yourself, one day, on the end of the journey, having what you want. That is what I teach. A life you love and live powerfully. Like Richard Feynman. P.S. We are all born as rough diamonds. Without cutting the diamond, which is a lot of work, we remain a potential unfulfilled. Richard Feynman would have remained that without first deciding, I might as well enjoy physics. And become a finely cut diamond. Brilliant. Another name for a finely cut diamond.